Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chavav. We're looking at Siman Yud, where he talks about the halacha of an aniva. So, just clarify a few points. In modern Ivrit, an aniva is a tie. A person is tying a tie, and a bone knot is referred to as an aniva as well. In the lashon of way Chazal use it, it's actually referring to a slip knot. A slip knot. The person does like a loop and then wraps it inside of itself. So by doing so, the person can just pull one end and the whole thing comes apart, as opposed to a real knot where you need to undo both ends. So there's an opinion of the Gemara that aniva is considered a form of kesher, but we say aniva is not considered a form of a kesher. So a slip knot is not considered a knot. When the person ties their shoes, for example, and they do one act of knotting, that they twist the two sides of the shoelace around each other, and then they do a bow on top. A bow is really two slip knots, and even though it's two slip knots, it's still, since you can pull one end and they come apart, that is still going to be not considered a kesher. However, the kesher on the bottom is a kesher. We already mentioned that theoretically, even one kesher, if it's done in such a way where it could have permanence, is going to be a problem. So a aniva agabi kesher, which is what our shoelaces are, is an aniva agabi kesher. So Chayim is going to talk about that here in this siman. A person can theoretically do a slip knot and then a slip knot of the slip knot, which the person can then pull out again, all of them with just one pulling one side. So even though it's aniva agabi aniva, that's not going to be a problem. Or the bow, which is two anivas together, so those are not problematic in and of themselves. A slip knot sounds like it's not an effective thing, but if you put let's say you do a slip knot around the pole, so it'll stay in place. The pole gives it stability, but even so, it's done as a slip knot, so it's not considered an act of kshira, and that's not going to be a problem. So the Chayyadim says the following: Aniva mutter delav kesheru, making a slip knot is permitted because it's not considered a knot. Filu im huoyse kesher echad lamata. Let's say a person does a kesher, one kesher on the bottom underneath it. Picture our shoelaces. Person does the act of taking the two ends and twisting one on the other and bringing back up, so that is a form of that's the first step of making a knot. That's considered one kesher, and you put a bow on top of it, so that's fine. However, if you plan to leave it there for a period of time, so that's already, it's a kesher which has some level of permanence. If you just make a single kesher, it doesn't stay. So it cannot stay. It'll come out. So that's not considered anything at all. If you make it a single kesher on the bottom and then you stabilize it by putting the bow on top, or theoretically, if you'd stabilize it by tucking in the end, so different ways of stabilizing it, you stabilize that knot. So that's a problem. So then it'll go to the rules of, depends on the time factor. It's not a kesher uman. It's not going to be a deraisa, but according to the Rambam, if it's not a kesher uman and the person does not plan to leave it there forever, it's mutter. However, according to Rashi, we have the salam we paskin like Rashi, that as well as the Rambam, we paskin like Rashi that if it has some level of permanence, according to Rashi, the main criteria is that it's the tenth for permanence. So a person plans to leave it there forever, that's the Raisa. A person plans to leave it there for a certain amount of time, that's the Rabbanan. A person plans to do it within 24 hours, that's Mutter. So a person wants to, the person knows many times when they tie their shoes, Shabbos morning, sometimes when they say Shabbos, they go to sleep with their shoes on. A person plans to stay up the second night of Shuas, gets up the shoes in the morning and ties his shoes, and it'll be up the whole night. The next time he'll untie them will be more than 24 hours. So that also losses kesher lamata. So making a knot and then put a bow on top of it is also, because that knot that is going to last for 24 hours. El dafkanim, so what is permitted is only a slip knot or a bow. Afilo niba gami niba mutter, afilo is one orch, but a niba on the top of a niba, so slip knot, through a slip knot, since you can still pull it out in one action, that's not considered an act of making a kesher at all, and therefore even if a person plans to leave it there for a long period of time, that's going to be mutter.